This is Senator Bob Dole. Ted Kennedy's still in a slump. In a moment, we'll discuss his latest loss as we face off. Ted, the way you've been losing, it's a good thing you're not managing the Red Sox. Your latest loss came on September 17, when the Senate confirmed William Rehnquist as the nation's new Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. That was a bitter setback, seeing how you and your liberal crowd made this your issue of the year. Ted, your anger over President Reagan's appointment is simple. Mr. Rehnquist is a Republican and a conservative, and he doesn't agree with Ted Kennedy's left-wing ideology. Well, that puts this new Chief Justice smack in the mainstream of America. Ted, I've heard your sour grapes that Justice Rehnquist had more no votes than any Chief Justice. Well, the vote was 65-33. Sounds like a rout to me, Ted.
Bob, objections were raised against Justice Rehnquist by many senators, but Republicans weren't listening. You kept your eyes on President Reagan and your fingers in your ears, then held your nose and voted for him. Some victory. Imagine what America will be like if Mr. Rehnquist's extremist views of the Constitution had prevailed in the critical year since World War II. Schools would still be segregated. Women would be second-class citizens. Blacks would be denied the right to vote. The Bill of Rights would be a shriveled scrap of paper. The wall of separation between church and state would be in ruins. Mainstream, you say, Bob? Nonsense. Too extreme. The champagne corks may be popping in Neanderthal America, but not in the America that cares about the Constitution and our commitment to equal justice under law. After all, Bob, we're confirming a Chief Justice, not a chief opponent of the Constitution. This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off next on the worsening crisis in foreign trade. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.